Now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Claudia Vincent fired two shots at wealthy Rupert Barlow, her aim was deflected by Mary's quick act of pulling her off balance, and the shots went wild. At least that's how it seems to Mary. But Claudia insists she was only trying to scare Rupert into paying her the money she claims he stole some years back from her family's estate. Larry believes in Claudia wholeheartedly, to the extent of inviting her to come to the Nobles' Rosehaven, Long Island home to stay until this matter can be settled. Right now, however, Larry is somewhat restless. And as he comes out of the house and crosses over to the flower garden where Claudia is sitting on a stone bench, we hear...
She's not back yet. I'm beginning to wonder where she went.
Who, Larry?
Well, Mary. Been gone for hours. I'd imagine where she could have gone.
Does it worry you?
No, I don't really suppose so, Claudia, except that pretty soon I'll have to be thinking about getting ready to go to New York, that's all.
You know what I think?
What?
I think you're tired of being with me and that you want Mary to come back and rescue you from acute boredom.
Oh, Claudia, that's a very poor guess.
Well, but it must be just one other reason.
What's that?
Won't you sit down? You make me uncomfortable standing there.
Well, that's not a very comfortable seat you've chosen.
Oh, I like it. Besides, I've been looking at the flowers while you were inside.
Well, if you mean to sit there, it's all right.
Now then, do you want me to tell you why you're so restless and worried?
If you like, go ahead.
Well, it's because you know that Mary took the car and drove straight to Rupert Barlow's home in Oyster Bay.
That's ridiculous. That's perfectly absurd.
Very well, I won't say any more. But I'm sure it's true.
What makes you think she'd go there? What reason would she have?
Reason? My dear Larry, Rupert Barlow is enough reason for any woman. He's had them running after him all his life. Well, surely you know that. Beautiful, desirable, fascinating, famous, women of all kinds. And right now, he's turned his attention to your wife. It's as simple as that.
Are you trying to tell me that Mary would be interested in Rupert Barlow, even if he did run after her?
Well, of course she would be, Larry. Any woman would.
Not Mary. I don't believe it.
Well, what makes her so different? She's made of flesh and blood, isn't she? She has her vanities, her own little ego. Don't you suppose it's something to have a man like Rupert Barlow find you attractive?
You just don't understand Mary, that's all. I don't think for a moment she's gone over to his place.
And yet, you wouldn't dare to prove it, would you, Larry?
What do you mean?
Well, you could phone her there and prove to yourself that you're right.
Why should I do a thing like that? Why should I start checking up on my wife as if I didn't trust her?
Now, you're so right, Larry. It's better not to prod and question. So often the results are disturbing.
You really do think she's there, don't you, Claudia?
Oh, darling, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you so unhappy. Here, let me pick you a lovely little flower. This one. A perfect, fragrant little rose. Now then, Larry, hold still while I put it through the buttonhole of your lapel.
Wait.
Don't move. There. That's my peace offering, Larry. And also this tender kiss.
Mary, I hope you'll forgive me for crossing through your garden, but...
Oh, it isn't Mary. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, hello, Florence. Is there something I can do for you?
I came over from next door to say something to Mary. I thought, naturally, that it was Mary standing there in your arms.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I wanted to try to patch up the trouble between us. To tell Mary that as far as I'm concerned, our boys can play together just as they always have. I can see I chose a poor time for my visit.
You're quite mistaken, Florence. I want you to meet Miss Vincent. She's visiting us at the present. Claudia, this is our next door neighbor, Mrs. Baker.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Baker? How nice it must be to have these two gardens connecting. How handy to be able to cross right over like that.
I find there are times when it can be more of a hazard than a help. I'll say once more, Larry, that I thought surely it was Mary out here with you, or I wouldn't have dreamed of intruding. Will you give Mary my message about the children, I mean? I won't disturb you anymore. Next time I'll come by the front way.
Who in the world is that woman?
I told you. Florence Baker, our next-door neighbor.
But why did she carry on in that extraordinary way?
There's been a little friction between our two families for some time. Well, this isn't going to help any.
But why should she create such a scene and look at me as if I were a deadly menace?
Oh, never mind, Claudia. Let's go inside.
Oh, Larry, first tell me that you aren't angry with me. That I haven't done anything to make you displeased.
No, of course not. Don't be absurd. Come on, let's go inside. I'm beginning to be really worried about Mary.
At this same time, in faraway romantic Bermuda, a handsome young man named Oliver Wilson has stopped into a small roadside pub. And as he and the proprietor are alone, we hear...
I needed that. I was hot and thirsty. Riding that bicycle all the way from the hotel is quite a job.
Still squiring the lady you brought in here the other day?
Yes, if it's any of your affair.
Now, don't be touchy with me, Oliver, if you don't want me to cut off your credit. Just remarking about the lady. Been seeing quite something of her, haven't you?
Why not?
Why not, indeed. Nice-looking lady she is, only I'd imagine a bit over the age.
Not at all. I don't like young girls. Too silly.
Well, everybody to his own taste, I always say.
You might fill up my glass again.
How about the last tab still owing?
Don't you worry about that.
It's easy for you to say, Oliver Wilson, but I'm not running this place for my help. Oh, all right. How'd you come to get running around with that lady?
Just took a shine to her, old boy.
So? That don't seem right somehow. Isn't she the lady that had her picture in the paper on the arm of that chap from the States?
That's right. Rupert Barlow, American multimillionaire.
Yeah, well, what become of him?
He tootled back home.
Oh, leaving her flat, is that it?
No, nothing like that.
How do you know?
I took the trouble to find out.
What's the lady's name again?
Dixon, if it's any of your business. Miss Julia Dixon.
Oh, so that's your game.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's not tied to this, the millionaire?
Barlow? Not at all.
Yeah.
They're great friends back home, neighbors, I should think. Both got big estates down Long Island someplace. Pots of money, both of them.
Perhaps you're not so dumb as you look, Oliver.
Perhaps not. I'm invited to visit her in the States.
Oh, you're going?
How can a chap get over with money the way it is? Besides, she's first rate, and don't you mistake that. Perhaps a few years older than me, but what's a few years? She's a dashed good-looking woman.
And with pots of money, eh, Oliver?
It helps. Yeah. Well, there you are. I'm off, old boy. Be seeing you.
You better head before you leave Bermuda.
Naturally, old boy, naturally.
And at the same time, in Rupert Barlow's lovely sheltered garden by the pool on his estate at Oyster Bay, we find Mary just getting ready to leave.
I simply must be getting back, Rupert. Larry will wonder where in the world I'm staying all this time, and with the car, too.
Well, do you really think he'll mind when Claudia Vincent is keeping him company?
It's not a very nice thing to say.
I'm sorry, Mary, my dear. But Claudia can be very charming when she puts her mind to it. I ought to know. And right now, she has every reason to make the effort. It does help her stay in the picture, you know.
I simply don't want to talk about Claudia anymore, Rupert. And I must get back. It's getting late.
Well, I'm glad you came over, Mary.
So am I, Rupert. It's been just lovely. And I did want to find out what you planned to do about the other day.
I won't drag all our names through the mud. You can be sure of that. I'm not going to prosecute Claudia. And if you wish to take her into your home, that's up to you. I've warned you, my dear, that woman is unpredictable.
Yes, I know. But of course it's up to Larry. And now...
You said there was one other question.
Oh, yes.
Are you going away without asking me?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know if I ought to speak about it.
Why don't you take a chance? Am I so frightening?
Oh, no, it's not that. Well, all right, Rupert. It's about that business deal you and Larry arranged.
What do you know about that?
I found out about it, and then Larry told me the rest. I know it was arranged so that Larry could send our son and me to Bermuda when things were so disagreeable for us in Rosehaven.
Well?
But now we've decided I'm not going. So I was wondering if perhaps this business transaction might not just be called off.
Well, how would you suggest that be arranged?
Well, you see, I know that Larry put up the deed to our house and his life insurance as security. And now that there isn't any need for him to raise money quickly, I just wondered if you couldn't return those papers to us.
My dear Mary, if that's what you want, I'll see that you get them right away, in a day or two.
Oh, Rupert, that is nice.
Are you sure it's quite all right?
I'm sure that I'm only too glad to do anything you ask. No matter how much I stand to lose.
Oh, but Rupert...
Let's not say any more about it, shall we? You were in such a hurry.
Mary rises, looks at Rupert, and then starts toward the house, a look of worry on her face. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.